Recently, ABC's Nightline program broadcast the names and faces of more than 700 U.S. soldiers who have died in the Iraq War. Is this an anti-war comment by ABC?
This is Ethically Speaking.
Critics called the reading a dramatic stunt. They said that it showed an anti-war bias on the part of Ted Koppel and the network. They think that the news program implied that the U.S. ought not be fighting the Iraq War.
I find that claim interesting. When the names of the victims of 9/11 are read out loud, it doesn't mean that the readers are against the war on terrorism. Reading the names of the dead is traditionally a way of honoring them. 3,000 Americans lost their lives on 9/11. 700 more have given their lives in a war that we've seen unfold before us. We need to honor them, not ignore them.
But you have to admit that reading those hundreds of names encourages listeners to consider the loss of life. Wondering whether the war effort is worth a loss can lead to people being against the war.
Sure it can. But if people decide to oppose the war based on factual information presented, that's their choice. Remember when media reported the capture of Saddam Hussein, or when they covered President Bush joyously announcing an end to major hostilities in Iraq? Those events might have encouraged people to support the war effort, but it doesn't mean that it was media bias. The job of media is to present the facts and let citizens make up their own minds.
What do citizens need in order to make good decisions? Speak your mind at ethicallyspeaking.org. There you may read show transcripts, hear archived broadcasts, and send us comments anonymously if you wish. ethicallyspeaking.org.
This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking, a co-production of the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.